Bart and Logan are friends who met on the internet. Yeah, Logan and Tim are also friends who met on the internet. And Tim and Bart are buddies too. Now it's the three of them and you. Lots of danger at every corner, fighting androids and lots of monsters. Much more than a podcast. Well, I guess it's only a podcast. And now it's time for a podcast.
Ooh. Welcome to BLT Lunch Break number 13. And I am running on a low amount of sleep, but thankfully, my buddies Bart and the Tim Tracker are here to boost me up and hopefully supplement my lack of energy for today.
Yeah.
I hear that a little bit, but it's okay. We're here for you.
It's real. There's no fakeness. I don't lie to the people here. This is for some reason, my daughter, which will remain nameless, one of two. You can pick which one you'd like it to be. One of them has been getting up.
Zelda,
yes, which is, that's what's keeping my son awake at night from bad dreams from Zelda, which that wasn't true either. Now I got my... one of my daughters has decided that, like, around 3 to 5 hours after she's gone to bed, like, I'm gonna wake up and just scream for as long as you're not holding me. And last night was about 3 hours, 4 hours, 3.5 hours of pretty much nonstop screaming, which was real fun. And so much so that she stands up in her crib. And I tried rocking her back, didn't work. You know, she'd be asleep on me, and I put her down. I mean, so she wasn't like up screaming that entire 4 hours, but like of the time, eventually it's the, you got to go the old cry it out. It's like, all right, we're going to do this. She fell asleep standing up like a cow, which I didn't know was was possible. I'm watching on the video monitor. I just see her like start dozing and dozing. I'm like, all right, she's going to lay down. And nope, lays her head up against the crib and just passes out. And then I was like, well, I don't know if this is safe. Like, can you fall asleep on the crib and like be cool standing up and sleeping? One, I've never fallen asleep standing in my life. Didn't even know you could do it. And I checked in. I was like, I sent an alarm for like 30 minutes later. I saw that she had eventually fallen over. And when I looked at the videos, it was like she was like up, up, and down. So that was my evening. And hopefully tonight will be better. But I am here. I'm alive. I just enjoyed a nice burger from Uber Eats, which I think it was, what do we have? Franklin Abbey. It's delicious. It was a good burger. What about you guys? What you eating today?
What did I have? I had a turkey and ham sandwich here at home. That's all.
Very nice.
I had a nice chicken salad sandwich, and I'm pretty sure it made me sick.
Oh, good.
Oh, gosh.
Welcome.
Yeah.
Thin line. It's a thin line.
Yep. Yeah, it depends on how old that chicken salad is. So you got to be careful.
Well, like, fresh. You missed it.
No, it was fresh. I had just made it, but I don't know why. But man, my stomach is in a lot of pain right now.
That's good. So, all right, that's gonna do it for this week's episode.
Thanks, everybody. So long.
It's like, what's happening?
Hope you enjoyed your lunch.
It's like, you know, two of us are falling apart, and one's going to Disney World this week. So, two of you guys are probably going to Disney World this week. But one doesn't go as regular as the other and is going. So Bart, you're on the precipice. You're in the
Sounds like one of us will be going more than regular as well. This week.
We may not get there,
but
dear.
Got it.
Yes.
That was a poop great joke for those playing along at home.
Yes. Yes, take right, a shot. Take a shot of Pepto.
Hey now.
So you're about to leave?
Tomorrow, yes. Well, yeah, I mean, when they hear this, I'll be
well, that's
there,
good. You don't want to reveal too many details. Like, I'm on flight 37 at Southwest.
I'm in room number.
Do you know your room number already? I'm not good at this.
No, but I will probably before I get there. Now they text it to you, which is pretty cool. But I have, I tweeted this, but I've gotten, I mean, I've tweeted it, so it doesn't, not a secret that where I'm staying.
I don't know what I was saying. I lost my train. It's one of those days.
You're sleepy. I'll give it to you. In the last couple of weeks, I've gotten at least three emails from Disney saying, thank you. We're so excited you're going to stay with us. As Walt once said, Disney will never be complete or whatever, you know. And we want to let you know that your hotel is under construction, basically. And, you know, we'll try to keep the noise down, but between 9 and 5, it might be loud, you know. I got one. I'm like, eh. You get one of those, like, yeah, no big deal. And then I got it, Dolly Parton.
I heard it. So it's good.
I got it, too.
That's okay, every day at Dollywood. It's from 9 to 5. It's slammed.
But I've gotten like 3 emails now. I'm starting to get concerned. Like I said, do I need to bring my own hard hat or what's the deal with this construction? They really want me to know about
it. Well, so. I can't imagine the amount of complaints.
Yeah.
I guess. I'm not that worried about it. I mean, I don't plan on spending a great deal of time in our room anyway, but no. Although I am taking a little one, so there, we may, and it's, as I tweeted you guys, it's supposed to be really hot this week. So, I don't mind, but we may need some breaks, so I don't know.
It's really strange today. Like, I woke up this morning, 5:30, 55 degrees outside. Now it's 90.
Yeah.
Like, it's just making no sense. It's just windy and hot and wildfires everywhere.
Yeah, I saw that too. Now, how far is that from you and the greater Orlando area?
Depends on which one you're asking about, because there were like
There are multiples.
Yeah. There was one that was supposed to be like right behind iDrive.
Yeah, I remember that. They had something like that happening during right when we were down there, like the day after I left. It like broke out. I mean, it's been going for a while.
Yeah.
Well, who was it? Tim, was it you that pointed out the signs that said, make sure your cigarettes are completely... Somebody I was watching.
Yeah, it was me.
Make sure your cigarettes are out, people.
Yeah, because there's...
That's all we need.
It hasn't rained here in like months. It's been like since Christmas or something like that.
Wow, that's amazing, especially for you guys.
Yeah, I know. It's really bad for... And I, you know, first world problems, it's terrible for my pool. Because I keep having to fill it up.
Yeah, man. It rained a little bit at WrestleMania, but I think it was like a light. It wasn't terrible. It looked ominous, but then it didn't hit too hard. But it was the first WrestleMania that almost got hit with rain, so that was something we were all concerned about. Thankfully, I was in the seats that were above the canopy, or below the canopy, so I was well taken care of. But it did get a little crazy there for a few minutes. But weather in Orlando, I've had weather here, and you mentioned the pool thing. We've actually had that moment where, like, the pool almost... We've had crazy amount of weird weather here in Nashville. Like, we had a crazy flood here about a decade ago now, maybe a little less than that. About 6-7 years ago, it was like a nationwide thing. Most people saw the Nashville flood. And since then, now whenever we get, like, heavy rain for multiple days, everyone gets kind of freaked out, which I understand. But our pool has almost hit the precipice of overflow, but I think it my system prevents that, but then the water just goes other places.
I would love for my pool to overflow. That would be amazing. It just keeps, like, every day it drops like 3 inches.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's bad.
I have
Tim, what's the weirdest and or biggest thing, living thing, you've ever found in your pool?
Living thing? Nothing.
Yeah. I mean, maybe not living at the moment, but was living recently.
Oh, a bird.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. I found a bat and a bird. That's about it. We find frogs and stuff all the time.
The bat and the bird.
Yeah, the bat and the bird. It's my favorite artisanal shop.
I thought that was a promo for one of the Batman movies.
Oh,
the
yeah.
The cat, the bird. Actually, it's the penguin, but play along.
Robin. Anyway. Was Robin
penguin
the bird?
Is a bird.
And Robin is the bird.
But no reptiles, huh?
No. I think that's a big misconception. Well, we see snakes
lizards,
all the time, but like
little tiny things.
Lizards, yeah. People think that the like alligators are running the state or something like that, but they're definitely not.
I don't think that, but when I was a kid, someone got it in my head the first time we went to Florida that coral snakes were just everywhere. Like, you couldn't step without stepping over a coral snake and saying, excuse me, or it would latch on your little toe and you will drop dead.
No.
But I've yet to see one, so not that I want to either, but I had to learn the rhyme. Red touch black, it's a friend of Jack. Red touch yellow, it'll kill a fellow.
I've always seen the lookout. I've never heard
I've seen
that.
Seen a coral. Like, oh, really?
No. My parents did not educate me well in snakeology.
Someone snake-ology. Scared the crap out of me when
Clearly,
I was like 9.
You can still remember this rhyme that one is it's one yes. It's like you're still like it's fine to touch that snake. Let's just leave all snakes alone. How about that? That's a safer plan. You see a snake, don't touch it. That's easier to remember than if it's a black snake, fine, play with it.
Yeah. Well, no, it's a king snake versus a coral snake because they look very similar. But I've seen a coral snake once in my life. And yes, it does. They are quick to bite. And it bit at my shoe. But like I was wearing shoes, so it didn't matter. They're very small snakes. Like their mouths, they need to bite onto something very tiny, like your pinky or your toe or something like that.
Right. And if you're jabbing your pinky at one, you might deserve it.
What about water moccasins?
Water moccasins? Yeah, I see those.
Those up here.
See those all the time.
Yeah. We used to go down, I forget which springs, and there was always one spring. And they're like, you better watch out, brother.
Disney.
No, not Disney.
Disney Springs, home of the water moccasins.
It was over in...
Right outside Homecoming.
It was over in the... In the Orlando area where I lived, in Longwood. It was in that area. I forget where exactly we went. It wasn't Wakaiva River, but it was like somewhere in that area. You'd get on an inner tube, you'd go down, it was all fun, and the water was freezing. Rock Springs!
Yeah.
The water was always freezing, but it was always fun. But they're always like, watch out for that. You could find... Will just brought this up weirdly on WDW Today. You could find shark's teeth in the springs, which is kind of terrifying as well. It's like,
it's pretty neat.
From an ancient time.
Yeah. The thing that you see most often in Rock Springs, though, is an otter. And a lot of people are like, oh, cute otter. But those things will rip your face off. don't mess with otters.
There is an experience, a swim with otters experience you can do in San Diego. I got served it as a Facebook ad. I'm pretty sure my wife was like, this is what I want for my birthday.
Well, yeah, I mean, if they're in a zoo. Well, not drugs. No, in a zoo. And they've been imprinted by people, so we're not their natural enemies. Like,
didn't you and Jen swim with them in some river or something once?
Yeah, that was Rock Springs. But we weren't
swimming
with
them, weren't you?
No, I wasn't like holding its hand and doing the backstroke.
Okay.
No, I mean like they were in the river with us in the river, but it wasn't
they
like
ignore you.
Yeah, well they run away from you because they're scared of you. But if you like try to actively go after an otter, rip your face off.
It's not funny, but it's making...
I don't understand why people think that, like, seals and sea lions, like, oh, so cute. Like, those are apex predators. Rip your face off.
It's true. It did throw people in Zootopia that, like, the big crux of the plot was this otter. You know, they're all looking for this rabid otter. So even I was kind of like, are they that bad? But now I know they'll tear your face off. So
yeah.
That was it.
I just thought they played in jug bands and bought their mama a Christmas present.
Oh yeah.
Put a hole in the wash.
You can see those otters at the Center for Puppetry Arts in Atlanta, Georgia. It's a
callback.
It's true though. They have them on display.
That's pretty neat. I need to go out there.
Yeah. Just hop in the car. You can be there in 7 hours. Not too bad.
Yeah, I'd gotta stop eating chicken salads first.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, really.
I gotta start sleeping.
I don't think 7 hours in a car will be doing so good on me.
No. Not at all. I feel you there because it's the stomach sickness has also gone around my house. I feel like it is one of those things where there's now two, and this sounds like a stand-up bit, and maybe it should be. I feel like there's like the first 28 years of my life, I threw up only from like ages 0 to like 12. I remember throwing up very regularly between 0 and 12. And then I had kids, and now I throw up every 3 or 4 months.
What's the deal with throwing up?
What is the deal?
It's like you forget, like, oh, I put my parents through this too. Good.
Right.
It's a...
Robert's throwing up, Ma. No,
it's true, man, though. It's crazy. It's like I weird things happen now because my body's not used to puking around the reg. And now all of a sudden I am, I think I may have said this before. It's like when I throw up, like my entire face, all the blood vessels in my face pop and I look like a zombie.
Oh, jeez.
It's kind of, I'll be honest. I'll be completely honest. There's a little bit of me there every time. It's like, like I know, because I know the reaction I'm going to get from everyone I know. Because it's not like it pops in like in an hour, it's gone. It's probably a good week where it slowly fades away. So I'm usually back to work and I just look like, I look real bad. I was going to say ways I look, but I look bad, real bad. And it's become almost a thing. Like I had to like text my doctor. And I was like, is this, like, fine? Like, what's happening here? He's like, yeah, you must be a real violent vomiter. I was like, well, who vomits politely? Who has a nice, like, low key?
I was a big fan of the violent vomiters. I love Blister in the Sun.
It's my favorite punk band.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's true. I have the sticker on my bass.
So wait, Logan, what was your, the 3 week holdover? What was your story about your tickets from WrestleMania?
Oh yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. Now that we're heading into the next WWE pay-per-view this month, this week, because that's what they do. It was an interesting story, and I'll tell this probably, I'll try to tell this pretty quickly because it really got resolved the day we recorded our last episode. Like it, we just finally finished. I got tickets to WrestleMania, and me and my buddy Chris Fisher from BYOCB, we're going to go. I was going to take my son originally, but it ended up being a 7-hour wrestling event, so I'm glad I did not. Legitimately, I got there at 5 and I left at 12:30-ish, left the stadium. And a lot of people didn't get home till very late. Thankfully, I was able to get out pretty quick. But I walk in, no problem, get through security really fast. They tell us to go to a specific gate if we're on the floor. At this point, they said, forget that. It's too crazy. You can go in any gate. Awesome, fine. So I get in the nearest gate to where I park. Go in, my ticket, I believe, scans in, no problems. I'm walking up, I'm like soaking it all in. I run into Mike Aiello. I talk to him for a minute. I run into some of my old buddies from Nickelodeon. I talk to them for a few minutes. And I run into a guy who on TV is Mike Rome, who actually was like every Horror Nights icon that you can imagine, but he's the head announcer for NXT now. So I'm talking to him for a little bit. And so I'm like, this is awesome. I'm pumped. And I go to get, and I bought these tickets on StubHub. And they were, the only suspicious part was they were about $20, $30 under face value. So I was like, okay, that's a little strange. But it was really close to the event. Like it, I bought them under a week to go. So I'm like fourth row ringside. I'm so pumped because I've been to WrestleMania multiple times. And I always had good seats. My wife always buys my seats for like our anniversary or something. But they're always, WrestleMania is so big because it's 100,000-ish people that even if you're on the floor, even if you're by the ramp or whatever it is, you could still be very far away from the ring and it's hard to see. So you'll end up watching it on a big jumbotron, just kind of taking it all in. But this year I said, if I'm going to Orlando, I want to see. So I got really good seats and I walk up and our seats were number 28 and 29. I show the ticket to the guy. He goes, there's no seats. Like, what do you mean there's no seats? Like, there's no seats. The row ends at 25. I was like, well, this is 28 and 29. He's like, no, I know, but I put out, like, we put out the seats. It's only in, goes to 25. So I was like, okay, what should we do? I mean, obviously, he's like, go sit over, just sit a row behind. I was like, this is fifth row ringside. People are coming. It's just not going to be, you know, they're not just going to go and be like, oh, that's fine. So they're like, go find someone at WWE. So I talked to someone at the WWE. And the first woman's like, I don't know. Give me a little bit of time. Go sit back in those chairs that the other guy told you to, and we'll come find you. An hour passes. People start showing up. No one's come to find us. So I eventually go proactive, and I find someone with WWE. Now, one of the things they do at WrestleMania is relocate people to different seats because when they start selling the seats, they don't know exactly where they're going to put up big trusses. And a lot of people who did not pay for obstructed view tickets get obstructed view seats. So they do relocate people. But then again, they usually sell, if the seat exists, usually exists. So I go up to the rep, he talked to him for a few minutes and he goes, where'd you buy these seats? I said, StubHub. He goes, oh, well, they're fake. And I just was like, okay, this is not the way I wanted my WrestleMania experience to go. And I told them it was fake. He said, call StubHub and tell them they're fake. But here's what I'm going to do. Give me a minute. Pulls up a giant wad of tickets and was like, I understand that you got ripped off. These are fake. It's not your fault you got ripped off. But, you know, you bought fake tickets and you got to deal with that. Usually buy from WWE. Don't buy from them. And I was like, okay, well, all right, whatever. And he hands us two tickets. That are, so we got relocated very nicely, even though technically we had fake seats, by the WWE to fourth row ringside, but by the ramp. So they were still good seats. They were slightly obstructed just due to the way the set was built, but still really good seats. But he's like, call StubHub and get your money back. Or even say that, he's like, call StubHub. So I said, all right, I'll call StubHub. We get back to our seats. So the seats you actually, and I'll wrap the story up, the seats you get, you actually get to keep the chairs. Because it's wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it is. If you're in the first 10 rows, I believe, you get to keep your chairs. So it clears out really fast at the end of the night. So we have a great experience, you know, great WrestleMania, 7 hours of glorious joy. Very few matches that I would consider not top notch. It was a blast. Go to fold up my chair because I'm like, I paid for this collectible chair still. I'm taking it. And the woman from the very beginning shows up and like stares us down. This is as like the Undertaker is like taking off his ring gear and it's emotional. Everyone's crying. Not me, but well, maybe a little bit. And I'm grabbing my chair and she's like, "You can't take those." And this is like the woman who we haven't seen for 7 hours. And I go, well, I can. I paid them. She's like, these aren't your seats. I'm like, they relocated us. Okay, fine. It was like this really weird being yelled at and then being told like the truth and then backing off. And then it took 3 times leaving the arena to be told that we could take the seats. Because the seats had where it would be like how much money they cost. They said like $0 and they had like X's in them because they were like comp seats. But eventually I got my chair. It was all good. Chris Fisher had to walk from the Citrus Bowl to the Amway Center carrying a chair, which is not through the safest area in the world to be doing that. But thankfully he had a chair. So, you know, it was highly padded. But if stuff went down, he could kind of defend himself. I didn't know.
He could like use his wrestling moves.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I thought. It is one of the worst, like maybe not the best thought out things. It's like, should we give a lot of drunk professional wrestling fans chairs at the end of the night? Is that really smart? Like, and they're like metal giant chairs that weigh probably 8 or 9 pounds. They're not like super light. But that being said, I did get offered $100 on the way out for my chair. I declined because I don't know. I declined because I wanted the chair. And now they're selling on eBay for like $250. I'm glad I didn't. I also don't want to sell my chair. I like it. And it's part of the story. So I finally get back, call StubHub. I said, hey, these are fake. They immediately were like, all right. They asked me about 10 questions. They said, okay, full refund. So I was like, I am up. This is awesome. Like, as much as I did not like being relocated, and trust me, I would have rather paid for the seats I had because they were better seats. I was like, I just got free tickets to WrestleMania. It's kind of cool. And you know what? I'm a very loyal customer of StubHub. Good for them. I reported fake tickets. I didn't even ask for money back. They gave me my money back. Awesome. I get an email like 2 days later, and they're like, hey, you've been a super loyal customer. So here's $1,000 in StubHub money.
What?
Just to play around with. I was like, oh, okay. StubHub is my favorite company of all time. I was like, this is incredible.
They just gave you $1,000?
Yes. And not cash, but in StubHub money. Yes.
But still, like, what the heck?
I know. I was like, because I've been a customer, and I'm sure they're like, we'll make this up, because I've been a customer for pretty much as long as the company's been around. So, like, this is awesome. I'm, like, praising everywhere I know. I'm praising StubHub as, like, the best company ever for handling this so fast. Another week passed. I get a call.
Uh-oh. You owe us $1,000.
Oh, pretty much. It was, hey, if you don't, we have checked into this. It seems like the tickets were real. We've checked the scan records you were able to scan in. And they did. Oh, I left out that part. They did tell me they thought maybe I was able to get in because I went in through not the gate that originally we were told to go through. That maybe there was something going on there. But they're like, we checked the scan records. These tickets are real. So you have 2 days to respond to this claim or we're recharging your card. My card had already been fully refunded. I was like, this is great. I had first time ever in my history of my life, I had a negative balance on a credit card, which felt real good. So I was freaked out because, I mean, they were not cheap tickets. And I was like, well, this is not good. So I finally got a hold of them. They went back and forth, had me send them. They're like, what's your proof? I was like, well, my proof is they confiscated the other tickets. And, you know, so they said, we're taking these. So eventually, you know, long story short, as short as I can, still pretty long. We go back and forth for another week because the seller is mad. I understand. Look, if they really were real seats, I would be mad too. And maybe some people think that maybe the WWE messed with the seating chart and didn't put out the right seats, because there was where it was supposed to be our seats ended up being like a dolly or a jib. Like it was like clearly they were shooting there. So I'm wondering if they like saw it, were like, eh, pull them or relocate them. But they were not, didn't tell me that. They said these are fake and embarrassed me. So I told that, and eventually StubHub did back down and they did award me my $1,000. They refunded me my money. And it was a good experience. It was stressful there towards the end because it was starting to make me mad that I just like given all this like love and publicity of how amazing StubHub is a company, and WWE for relocating me after I was given fake tickets. I would have kicked me out, and it ended up being okay. And it was a really interesting experience. I'm very glad I did not take my son to WrestleMania because that would have been a nightmare with a little one. But it was still a blast, and that's my general WrestleMania story, which is how I was sold probably fake tickets and ended up coming out ahead.
That is really impressive. I kind of want to like figure out a way to do this. Like, how do I buy fake tickets to something, go to the event, then get my money back?
Right. And then be awarded a nice gift certificate. It was interesting. I did kind of dig a little bit into it. Like, how did we get into the gate if the tickets were fake? I guess there is a, because they were hard tickets. They weren't like printable tickets. They were hard physical tickets like you got from Ticketmaster, which I've been sold fake those before to the Dave Matthews Band. So I know people can fake those, but how to get scanned in? So I guess there is somewhat of a scam going on right now, which is people that are buying, like say they're buying the $50 tickets. So that will scan and get you in. And then you show, like they replace that, they take that barcode and put it on a different ticket.
Oh.
And then.
So I wonder if.
That's how that happens.
I wonder if somebody else that went to WrestleMania got like denied at the gate with real tickets because you just happened to get there first. And they scanned in your code, yeah.
Well, they're saying maybe it was, the thought process is actually that those tickets were real and unused because they were able to charge probably 20 times the amount for the tickets I bought on the floor.
Gotcha. So they just bought tickets and then sold them as a better seat.
Right. With a barcode that works that gets you in the arena. Pretty interesting. Interesting stuff. But that I don't know. Interesting. That's my WrestleMania story. And it was a great time overall. It was a bit stressful here in the last few days, honestly, to get rid of all that. And the best part, StubHub called me. The worst part time to be called and questioned about some sort of somewhat legal matter is when you're in line at Subway. Because it's like, hold on a second. All right, hold on, StubHub. All right, yes, I need, can you get the oil and vinegar? And this, you know, and then, okay, now I'm back. All right. Yes, they confiscated the tickets. I sent you the photos. I have the proof. This is ridiculous. Oh, hold on. Okay, can I get, the 4-grain bread, not that one. It was like the most nightmarish time. And so I was like, can you just take this and email me? It was like the worst timing ever. But I knew if I didn't pick up the phone, I was nervous after the 2 days, they were going to charge my credit card. And I kind of like push them on that a little bit. I'm like, if I don't give you authorization to charge my card a lot of money, you can't just do that. Like, I will go and deny the charge from like to
right.
And they're like, well, we do that kind of just to scare people who may be trying to fraud us.
What? Like, that's horrible.
I was like, well, you scared me. Thank you. It worked. It worked well, Stubba.
Well, let me ask you guys something along this same line. Okay, so Amazon. I just bought a pool pump through Amazon. Works fantastic. It's outside filtering my pool right now, like pumping water all over the place. Not all of it in the where it's supposed to be going. It's doing its job. So my Amazon account got hacked.
Yeah.
And Amazon shut down the hacker within 30 minutes. But what the hacker did was they went in and wrote an email, which I can't find this email. They wrote an email to Amazon complaining that my pool pump didn't work. Amazon refunded my pool pump cost in the form of a gift certificate. That person then took some of that money and tried to order some fancy headphones, which I don't know how this person isn't arrested now because his address, I saw it in the email. And it was like, I didn't see the entire address. It was like the first, you know, like numbers and the first few letters of his street.
They have it somewhere.
Yeah, Amazon has it.
Right.
But I still have a $400 credit for the amount of my pool pump.
Ooh.
And like, I'm just, but they totally erased everything else. Like this guy's purchase, changed my password, erased all of my credit card information that I had saved on Amazon for like one quick ordering. But I still have this $400 credit, and it's like a real dilemma.
Yeah,
like that's a moral
dilemma.
But I can't find a spot to like email somebody and be like, hey, Amazon, yeah, you guys just gave me $400 for no reason. Like the hacker did this, not me.
Yeah.
And so now I'm just kind of like letting it sit there and just waiting because I don't know what to do.
I had the exact same thing happen with PayPal. Ooh. Where they contacted me and said, did you buy a $500 gift certificate? Just like I forget, it was some general, might have been a PayPal gift certificate or Amazon or whatever. And I was like, God, no. So they reversed any charges or whatever. And like, okay, we didn't think so. We'll take care of it and whatever. And for 2 years, the person must have used some of it because I had a credit of 400 and some, like 70 something dollars sitting on my PayPal account. And I was like, it was like, I'm not touching it. I feel like this is a trap. I'm like, this is a trick. The minute I use it, they're going to spring on me. It's like the locker and Get Shorty. All I got to do is open it and get the money, right? But it literally sat there for that. I know that was like the most obscure reference ever made on the show.
Some people are over 40 that listen. It's okay.
The most obscure.
No. Are you kidding me?
Go. But it literally, I had that credit for about 2 years, and I didn't use PayPal a lot, you know, up until more recently. And so, and then one day I was like, all right, it's been 2 years. If that credit's still there, I'm using it. And I logged in. It was gone. They'd finally taken
it. Or the person finally spent the rest of the money. They're like, wait a second, I still have access to this $480.
I had changed my password and everything. That was like the first thing I did. And they're like, yeah, we'll take care of it. We understand. You're not going to be charged for anything. But it just sat there for like ever. So I was bummed
out. So if you were Tim, what would you do?
Yeah.
I'm still afraid the minute you go to take the money out of the locker, the FBI is going to spring on you. All right. So I don't know.
It's just sitting there right now.
The moral thing to do is not touch it. You know,
is it? Is it the moral thing?
I don't know.
That'd be kind of like if the tickets ended up being real, but I was put through the trauma of being yelled at by WWE telling me I had fake tickets. Who does it land on? I didn't get the seats I wanted. It didn't matter if the WWE did move the seats or not. I didn't get the seats I wanted, therefore I should not have to pay for those seats.
Yeah, that makes sense. But this, like, I literally didn't do anything. I saw the email at, like, 10:05 at night, and I was like, oh, no, I should probably, like, log in. And then at 10:06, I get an email saying, oh, it looks like somebody has access to your account and is making fraudulent charges. We've done all this stuff. And I was like, okay, cool. I just reset my password, and I'm back in. Added the extra step of, like, text me for authentication so nobody else can log into my Amazon account next time. And that's it. But I'd still have this $400. So I didn't actually do anything. I didn't like catch the guy or like nothing happened. I wasn't inconvenienced in any way. But now I have a $400 credit.
Right.
If you could contact them somehow, even just to say, hey, here's the deal. There is something that I have that I would like to, that's my tired brain saying. So saying this exists. I don't even, can you make a payment without even using that credit?
Yeah. And I already have. I've already ordered something off of Amazon. Okay. And that would have just been like, it tried to use this $400 credit, but I was like, no, use my actual, like my regular payment method.
I would have been like, well, it just auto defaulted. Whoops. I don't know. This part of me feels like that's your payment for them getting
your
reward for the fact that you were hacked. It was like, it's like my $1,000 at StubHub. Like, you know what? We put you through some stuff. What does Amazon care about their $500? They don't. Amazon, if you ever return anything, as soon as they scan it in at UPS, you get your money back.
Yeah.
You literally could take a box of nails and say it's your whatever it was. I forget now because I'm tired. The sunglasses, whatever the person ordered, the headphones, and they immediately charge you back. In fact, I've actually have returned items and then realized later on, like, I have a pivotal piece still at this house on accident. Like, I bought a projector screen. And I called them, and they're like, nah, don't worry about it. I'm like, okay, that's fine. So
I ordered shower curtains one time, and they came, and they had, like, you know how if something sits in a box for a really long time, it gets like the imprintation of that box, like the ink and stuff?
Yeah.
And that's what was on these shower curtains. And I was like, I emailed the shop owner from Amazon, and he's like, yeah, because it's sold by us through Amazon, you have to actually mail something back to them. And I was like, they're literally just like in a trash bag. He's like, yeah, just send them back. And I'm like, okay. I still haven't done it yet, but eventually I'm going to send back a trash bag full of shower curtains.
Very nice. Sorry. I just got a buzz on my alert that Jeb Bush and Derek Jeter just bought the Florida Marlins, or the Miami Marlins, not the Florida Marlins. I just showed my 1997 age.
Well, wasn't the Florida Marlins, weren't they the ones that were owned by so many different teams or so many different people? Like J-Lo owned it. And like Madonna. And
I think, a lot of them have that. Like, I think Bill Maher owns part of the Mets. Like, a lot of them have those, like, groups, but they just sold, I mean, as we're speaking right now, group led by former governor and my brother's former boss, Jeb Bush, and former New York Yankees captain, Derek Jeter, have won the auction. It went to auction. That's an interesting auction to be at. What are we buying here today? Oh, baseball team.
I thought Jimmy Buffett actually owned a piece of the Marlins at one time.
I knew he had the Dolphin Stadium.
I think he owns a piece of the Dolphins. The stadium.
It was the Finn Stadium, or this Landshark Stadium, which people are like, oh, good. The natural predator to the dolphin, the shark.
Of the dolphin. He actually used to own a minor league baseball team about 10 minutes from my house called the Schaumburg Pilots. I don't think he was like, I think like the 50%. He owned a big chunk of it. And then
Bill Murray owns one. He sold it off. In Charleston, South Carolina.
This just in, fellas, this will probably interest a lot of our listeners. I just saw this. We have Star Wars episode 1X. Which one's that? 11? 12? I'm not sure. I was told it was
9.
And the next Indiana Jones get release dates.
Oh, very nice. What do we got?
Star Wars episode X is now set for release on May 24th, 2019. Directed by Colin Trevorrow, the director of Jurassic World, which will close out the third Star Wars trilogy. And in addition, the fifth chapter of the Indiana Jones series is now confirmed. Confirmed, Logan. This is not a year old. From today, just now, April 25th, 2017, for July 10th, 2020. Both Steven Spielberg, director of every Indiana Jones film, and star Harrison Ford will return.
Just in time to compete against the next Avatar.
But GL says, but nope.
Maybe. We'll see. But no mention,
George,
my friends. Well, and I'm sorry to say, no Shia LaBeouf.
What about, what's his name? Big Small. Short.
Small?
Short Round.
Short Round. Biggie Smalls is dead. Oh, that should be the name of the show. Biggie Smalls is dead. Short Round is dead. Short Round's
still alive.
Still around. He does the cons.
He was part of the Goonies reunion.
That's right. He also was in the Goonies. What's his name in the Goonies? He's another funny name.
I don't know. It's something like high tech or something. I don't know. It's the Goonies is technology.
I think the Goonies. And hold on. First, it's interesting that Star Wars is going away from Christmas because Christmas has done so well for them and going back to the May release dates. I would be willing to bet. Let's see. Well, I'm curious what Disney has coming out that Christmas, and
data,
and what happens with the Han Solo movie if they end up actually sticking to that May. Because so far the last two have been announced for May and have been moved to Christmas. So should be pretty interesting.
Apparently, his name is Jonathan K. Kwan, by the way, and he was in Encino Man. And
really,
yeah.
I've seen the movie many Cindy times. Cindy Lauper.
What? Cindy Lauper, the Goonies are good enough.
Good
music
enough.
Video yeah, or TV that. Movie.
Yeah. Ah.
Good enough for you. It's good enough.
See, the Goonies was like one step.
Data. His name was Data. Yeah. Just like in Star Trek.
Yeah, Tim said that.
You were listening. I did. It was very unprompted and in the middle of everything.
I heard like Data. Over it's it. Data. Data.
They said data, I think.
Is it data or data?
Oh, I thought you data. Were calling someone data.
Well, I mean, data is Star Trek. Are they both data?
I think it's data.
Okay. What came first?
I think we're just saying
who came first,
things.
Data or data?
No. I just looked up pictures of him.
That's a good man.
Well, no, I mean, he looks just like an older version of himself, but I wouldn't recognize him.
Why were you so shocked? Well, he just looked older.
Because it makes me, everything makes me feel old whenever I see somebody that has grown up that was a child star. Because seeing him, you're like, oh, the Short Round from Indiana Jones, he's got to be in his late teens. No, he looks like he's in his early 40s.
That movie came out a year or two before I was born, I believe. That one, at least. Because that came out probably, 84? It's probably was that when that one came out?
85.
I think it was 85.
So I may have been alive. I was at least.
I thought it was the same as Back to the Future.
He's 45.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good for him.
And he was born in Saigon.
So do you
So they weren't much older than me when I saw that movie. That's what's really weird.
Do you think that there was ever a meeting? Because the Next Generation started like 2 years later, and they're like, I got a character name. His name is Data. And they're like, we can't do that. The Goonies. It just it happened 3 years ago, probably. When did the Goonies come out?
That was 85. That's
what the Goonies was 85. All right.
Goonies
Short was Round was the year before. I think it was 84. So Goonies is 85. So do you think that they were just like, no, this audience doesn't cross over. We're fine. Or do you think there was like a moment of like, maybe we should call him something else, you know, Mr. Computer?
I think
Mr. Computer.
I'm trying to figure it out. It'd be very confusing. What I think it was 87 that Next Generation started.
So just a couple years later.
I think you're right.
So it's a quandary. Someone call Roddenberry. Let's make this work.
Well,
speaking of movies from our youth, well, your youths, the two youths, not so much my youth. I was already in my almost 20. Jon Favreau has tweeted a release date, which we can only assume because there's no title given, but there's an emoji of a lion face and the emoji of a crown and the date July 19th, 2019.
Lion face. It's the live action Lion King, which isn't actually live action.
Right. And the highly detailed animated Lion King.
Yeah. Is that a new like genre? Like they can't call this live action, right? Because there are no live action.
They will call it live action. I mean, the Jungle Book was like the Roger Rabbit. It was only one, guy. It was one guy working on, one kid working on it. And really, most of it was in a soundstage. Some of it was real, but a lot of it was in the soundstage. So it's just, I don't know.
That's a good point, though, because at least the Jungle Book, you had one human actor on screen.
Right.
The Lion King, you can't have any unless they add some interstitial, like, you know, bookend scenes.
Like, what's your short story with someone from The Lion King and a human?
I wrote a short story where Scar and Jafar teamed up, just because it's fun to say together. Like,
Jafar is the name of the movie.
It took place years after The Lion King, where he had been banished and was roaming. And got captured by some
Scar
hunters.
Scar didn't die.
There's an ambiguous ending that he's surrounded by hyenas.
Okay. Yeah.
So, and I addressed that in the story. I did say that he was covered in more. His scars had increased after his last encounter. But it's where he's old and ready to just give up and die, living in a cage in the square of Agrabah. Anyway, I'm not going to get into it. You can listen to it. I read it on your.
Yeah, you find the episode number. We'll say it. It was actually quite a fun thing to listen to.
People actually really liked it.
It
was kind of surprising.
It was fun to listen to. I remember listening to it. It only came out the last year, probably, right?
Yeah, it's in the last. It was probably in the last six months. I think it was around Christmas time.
Oh, well, there you go.
It was.
Yeah. Anyway.
So
I liked it. I listened to that one.
He doesn't listen to all of them, Bart, but the ones he listens to.
You picked a good one. I was going to say, Tim, you know, if you want to test that credit out, go to Amazon and maybe find something reasonably affordable to purchase and see what happens. Maybe a book.
Maybe a dozen books.
I have like five copies of all of your books, Bart.
I wish you wouldn't. You make me feel bad. Don't do that. I'll bring you some, for God's sakes.
No.
Hey, you should get some sales from our Patreon show for WDW Today, because someone asked our favorite Disney books to read. And we plugged all of your books. Well, no, that's not true. Not the one that's not like the demon creature of Wolfman. Is that a book?
I wish.
Balaam.
the demon creature of Wolfman. That's amazing.
This is what happens when I don't sleep.
In the village of Wolfman, a demon creature has arisen.
I could play Dr. Wolfman. And
Dr. Wolfman.
If you guys want to see that.
Done. That sounds like a Mel Brooks movie.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, if you guys want to see that, let us know. We'll kickstart it. It's a.
Oh my gosh, I'm so in favor. I think we should start pre-production immediately on the demon creature of Wolfman.
Well, boys, that's a good place to end.
Well, yeah, you got to get back.
I have
work.
To get back.
I'm on vacation.
I'm meeting.
Yeah.
Oh, you jerk! I am. I'm in need of assistance. No. Well, I don't know what I referenced.
I've been looking for this episode of your podcast for the past like 5 minutes, Bart, and I have no idea what it would have been called.
Well, it's because none of my titles make any sense.
Oh, yeah. Happy Life Day, Freddy Krueger Fish.
I do like the.
Is that it?
I do like that in this. But I do like in this, you're like, those titles make no sense. Unlike these titles, which we are totally.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, man. Well, Daryl Waltrip's personal assistant is waiting for me.
Oh, goodness. Tell him I said hi.
Oh, it's a. I wish that was a joke. It's not a joke.
Is it about. Is he looking for something for Little E to do now that he is officially retired?
I know. That's kind of sad. I have to say. Like, yeah. It made me feel old. Like, a lot of things make me feel old. Like when Derek Jeter retired, I'm like, okay, he's been, like, playing since I was a child. Okay, that's fine. But Dale Earnhardt Jr. broke in when I started watching NASCAR, so now that he's done, I'm like, man, like, what, who am I going to cheer for now? Carrie Earnhardt?
Carrie?
Isn't there another Earnhardt?
Is there a Carrie?
There's three. Oh, I don't there's know. A newer Earnhardt. Who? And then there's Dale Earnhardt.
Newer Earnhardt?
Carrie Earnhardt, I think, is actually his older brother, which I have to say, if you're naming a child... Name your first child the junior, because I feel like the second, if you say the second one the junior, it feels a little wrong.
Oh, that poor first child.
I know Carrie Earnhardt doesn't get near the love of Dale Jr. And I mean, let's just be honest, a quarter of that fandom is at least is because his name is Dale Earnhardt.
Oh, yeah.
So.
And then the other quarter is from Mountain Dew.
Yep. I heard him today on the radio promoting goodies, like the, or goodie, I don't know, is it
headache
what
it is? Powder?
The headache powder, yeah.
Yeah.
Does that work?
I don't know. It's probably the same as Bear. Like it gets its aspirin. It's all aspirin. It just gets to you faster because it's a powder, and it tastes horrible.
Yes, I've done the BC powder. Is that the same?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So all right, that's our new. Because I think we're gonna take a break from the moon pie. We can come back to the moon pie challenges at some point, but maybe we need to reach out to someone. And we'll start doing the BC powder, Bear, or Goodings. challenge. What do you guys get? You get a T-shirt. BC powder T-shirt. It's good. All right.
I'd wear it.
Well, we know that.
I think it's, by the way, going back to that, I think it was episode 142, a wizard celebration and a real shocker. Because it's the description says, and leaves you with a little something different. I think that might have been it. Because I think I put a picture, little image I used was Steven Tyler, because that's what the shocker reference was. It was when they made the big deal about
his hand gesture. We know.
Yeah. And I think I put I think I just put in a picture of Scar as well somewhere.
So. I don't really understand how this is working on my phone. It goes from episode 159 to episode 138 to episode 89 to 155 to 153.
Those are the ones you haven't listened to.
Are you in unplayed versus feed?
Yeah, that's
no, I'm
good.
Just in, I searched your name
And
did podcast episodes.
Random.
It's not the way it works, Tim. No, I'm kidding. All right, guys.
Here it is. I got it in order now.
Well, there's only three copies of Ears of Steel number one left on Amazon. So just, you got that money. Just send.
Surprised there's that many.
Well, that sounds kind of sad now. You're like, well.
No, because it's out. Number one is out of print.
Officially. Oh, okay.
Ooh,
so that I can
release number two.
Release.
I actually found something, Bart.
Speaking of, how's your stomach, Tim?
It's doing good. I noticed that on your listing, the order goes 141, 142, 134, 144.
Yes, I recall doing.
We've
that.
We've all been there.
By accident. And I just wasn't going to go back and change it.
Laziness can kill.
It's the imperfect stitch, as they say in, I believe, in Eastern cultures.
And hey, speaking of Cats of the Castle and your books, I talked to Bert Kreischer about your book.
I know you. The one night I go to, the one Saturday in a year that I go to bed before 10.
I know. I was expecting an immediate
I wake up
response.
With a video. Oh, you would have gotten one. They probably would have just called you.
So, if you don't know, Bert Kreischer is a comedian who Bart introduced me to, actually, other than his like work on, I'd seen his like Travel Channel shows, but I was not like a fan of his stand-up or anything, or his podcast. And Bart kind of turned me on to him. I started listening, became a huge fan, love him. And I went out, as some of you may know, if you listen to that, Bert Kreischer has read, or his kids have read your book, your kid's book, Cats of the Castle. So I was in line to meet him, shirtless. I wasn't shirtless. He was shirtless. I wanted to go shirtless, but I said I would only go shirtless if everyone in my group did, and there was one chicken. And I won't name him, but you know what? I would have gone shirtless.
Will?
It wasn't Will. It may have been. No, Will wanted to do it. I think Will was the one saying, let's all do it. So everyone was kind of talking to him. a intoxicated woman was right before Will. Will was in front of me, and he like turned to her and he said something I can't repeat on, or turned to me, us about her and said something I can't repeat on the air. And then and then Will like said something nice to him, took a picture, and moved on. And then I was like, he's like, what are all, he made, Will made some dad joke, even though he's the expected dad, that was like, you got to watch out these guys. They got some warrants out for them. I was like, oh God, all right. And I went and took my picture and he was like, why are you guys all here? I was like, oh, we're also all podcasters. And he talked about our podcast. Like I do BLT, which is a show with Bart Scott. He's like, Bart Scott from Cats of the Castle. My daughter's favorite books, Cats of the Castle, Bart Scott. And I was like, yeah, Bart Scott. He may have been a little drunk as well. And he was very excited for a moment that someone meeting him knew Bart Scott. And he kept saying your name. In fact, there's a second video I sent where it's just him going, Bart Scott.
You didn't send
did I?
That. Send me that now, immediately.
Look, there's two videos. There's one like 1 second long. And it goes,
maybe I missed
it. Goes, literally, it just goes, Bart Scott. I was like, okay, yeah. And Terry, or he's like, oh, I want to send something to him. It's like, all right, cool. So we recorded a little video and sent it to you about how much he loved Ears of Steel. So he's got to be our next guest. We got to get him on.
No, Cats of the Castle.
Yeah, sorry, not Ears of Steel. Yeah, if his wife read...
He hated Ears of Steel.
His wife sat up and read his daughter's, his child daughter's Ears of Steel before bed. That's strange.
Yeah, no. I don't think he knows that one exists, but he has... DM me very nice things. I was shocked that he actually bought it because he bought it. I didn't
send it to him. Yeah.
One night I was up late one evening, about a month after it dropped. It was like early December.
Drop.
And I was watching his vlog and, I said, you know what? Fortune favors the bold. So, it was shockingly, he followed me a long time ago on Twitter. I tweeted something about how much I loved his book, which I really do. And I highly recommend people actually download the audio version of his book, Life of the Party, because he reads it, but he's dyslexic and admits it. So his reading, and it's like, he just kind of riffs a lot and stuff. It's hilarious. But anyway, so I tweeted something nice, just that I love the book and how it actually, as a dad, I got a little teary eyed at towards the end at something that happens. And he retweeted me and followed me right away. And I was like, whoa, I've never had anyone even close to famous follow me. So unless you count Red Robin Burgers, and which I do, that's nothing wrong with that. But I'm like, well, I have the ability now to send him direct messages because he follows me. So I just sent him a quick message. It's like, hey, I know you've got kids that are in this age range. I just wrote this. I'm like, it's about talking cats. It's about Disneyland. You know, if you want something for their stockings, this would be, maybe try this. Within like 5 minutes, he had written back twice and said, done, bought, you know, and he also wrote a couple of things I can't repeat in the air, but in a positive way, but still, you know, and I was like, wow. And then he started like like 2 months later, he tweeted about the book
out
and
of nowhere,
the kid loved it and stuff. And then he sent me a DM about with like a list of questions from his daughters and stuff. I was like, dang. So yeah, that's probably so far one of my proudest accomplishments with this book. So.
Well, that's exciting, man. Well,
faux show.
So, you know, he gave you some love. So everyone, not that he needs more listeners. Unlike, you know, we sent some listeners to BYOCB. Those guys, they're kind of in our range. He's killing it, so it's fine. But
I think he deserves. But I really actually think I would like. He deserves to be up a high. I think he should be up in the level of like a Louis C.K. And he's not. I don't think he's there yet.
I think within the year. I got that feeling. Yeah, and I'm a huge comedy fan, like a hardcore comedy fan. Mm-hmm. And I sat there. I was like, this is probably where it gets. Because I've seen on this same stage that's the size of like the room I'm in, which is not large. It's like I had seen everyone from Hedberg to Amy Schumer and all these people who have come up multiple times and been like, this is it. Like, we're on the precipice of, this is my third time I've said that, by the way, of something great for him. So I'm excited to see where the next year goes for his career and for a lot of the guys. Nate Bargatze, if you want a good, great, clean comedian, Nate Bargatze is just, he's going to have a Netflix special out this year. He's from Nashville. Don't know him, but I've seen him now because of Wild West Comedy Fest like four times this week, and he is just hysterical and great, great comic to check out. All right. Well, now that we've done plugging other people,
I wanted to add in a plug for, if we're talking about podcasts, Chris and Jen Show, those are good friends of mine out from the Space Coast.
Cool.
They're just nice people. But I did want to plug, starting on May 1st, our shipping will be free standard shipping on our t-shirts from Spreadshirt if you use the code FR0517.
So FR0517. Text me that and I'll put that in the show notes.
Okay, that's free standard shipping. Fairly certain it's anywhere in the world. I know that we have shipped shirts to England, Ireland, Belgium, the Netherlands, all free as far as it's standard shipping. Now, some things change as far as customs charges and stuff like that for the UK,
right,
and stuff like that. But free standard shipping on everything, I think. Anything that you order from Spreadshirt from May 1st through May 7th.
All right, so take a look at that.
That's awesome.
I'll plug the last thing I'll plug is we're coming in the final couple weeks to book with our deal and our package and our reserved rooms on the Pod Cruise. So podcruise.com, you've heard me rant and rave about it. 3 nights next March, Norwegian epic. It's going to be a great time. All you can eat, all you can drink. Have a blast with us. Again, that's at podcruise.com. And Paul Reynolds, who is a man on Twitter, who's a British listener, he's asked me every week to give him a shout out. He's always a little too late. And I asked him, is there anything specifically do you want me to shout out? And he said, no, he just likes the show. So, Paul Reynolds, thanks. And if you have a shout out that's more specific, and like, I mean, I'll read birthday greetings. I'll do whatever you need. Let us know. All right, guys. Dr. Scott, will you take us out?
Oh my gosh. Well, what else can I say except it's been another exciting week here in BLT land. Right next to the village of Wolfman.
Yes,
Wolfman. And I learned this week that you actually get to take your chair with you if you go to a wrestling event.
Only the VIP.
Only WWE wrestling events, too.
Well, WWE, all right, don't go to...
like your local Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Come to the Murfreesboro Armory.
They might let you take...
They do bring your own weapons match. Take a chair wrapped around your head. Bring your own weapons matches, so...
Yeah. Oof. But I found that fascinating. Found out that, Tim's not feeling good. Tim, we hope you feel better by the time people are hearing this. I'm sure you will. I'm sure this will pass.
This too shall pass.
This too shall pass. And we need some rain in Central Florida.
Yes, we do.
I have mixed feelings about that, as I will be there shortly.
Just after Bart leaves, please send rain our way.
I will be there in 12 hours and 21 minutes, according to... Southwest Air.
And I'll be seeing you in 24 hours and 12 minutes.
I don't know. I made 12 that hours? That's at 2 a.m.
Wait. Oh, that would be 2 a.m. Look, no one ever accused me of being good at math.
That's not good. Like, what?
24 hours.
Stan's flight may be cheap there, Bart, but come on now. You have like a 5-year-old going with you. Oh, no, I'm kidding.
If I could be there in 12 hours, I would take that
flight. I feel you, brother. I feel you. All right.
That's it for BLT Lunch Break. There's nothing left to say except, folks, we hope you enjoyed your lunch.